Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, Pony, what happened to your house?
My house? Well, it was about 8 days
that's
ago.
Like, that's the equivalent. That's the audio radio equivalent of someone walking into a dorm room and shaking someone who really could probably use another hour. That's the equivalent of that in radio, because you didn't expect that to come right out of the gate, did you?
Not right out of the gate. I expected more cursing or yelling about internet.
A connection
and,
issue?
Hey, yeah, yeah. Maybe what he needs, Mike, is an introduction.
Pony boy,
oh, this.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
My pony boy.
It's pony time. Get up!
Pony boy.
Oh, it's tenor version.
Is that new?
Yes, it is.
Smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Boy, it's better than ever, isn't it? I think that new element really gives it zing.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. Pony, so yes. Rob said to me right before we were coming on the air, and happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo!
Great to be with you.
Yeah.
For this beginning
Let's
of the show.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Rob was mentioning you had some sort of debacle last week at your room.
He does rent a room, Mike.
He does rent a room.
Just kind of curious as to what happened.
Okay, so it was about 8 days ago. On
Very
Sunday,
precise.
I was doing some work for the show, and I decided to stop down and take a little break to clean some dishes. I had a huge mess in my kitchen. There's crap everywhere, and
literal crap.
Human feces.
Yeah, everywhere, all over the kitchen.
Okay, I get it.
So, I was just doing all the dishes, and I had a bunch of those Pyrex.
Happy Monday, everybody.
A bunch of those Pyrex glass dishes. You know, the big rectangular ones?
The expensive ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 9x13 pans?
Exactly.
The one people, the dishes people get at wedding receptions.
Yes.
Those, Mike, those who are blessed enough to find one that they would marry.
Exactly.
Do you eat, just out of curiosity, because you brought it up, do you eat out of Pyrex bowls?
Not out of Pyrex bowls, but I do a lot of cooking.
Do you have a Pyrex fork?
No.
I'm just wondering, because it's Pyrex is a clear, it's like a glass material. It's oven safe.
But you can bake in it, yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could bake in it.
You can.
Yeah, it's used for, as Pony said, someone who cooks. So when he answered that question by saying, yes, I cook. Now it makes sense, because we've got Pyrex in the O'Mara household.
Sure.
My mom, my God, should own stock in the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So,
but let's get
so
back to
ahead.
This edition of Pony's Bitchin' Kitchen.
Yes.
Right. Go ahead, Pony.
So as I was cleaning off the dishes and drying them, I didn't have a lot of space on the counter, so I put the Pyrex dishes wherever I could put them. Put some on top of the stove.
I just decided to play the horror music for Pony. I'm sorry. Can you say I decided to put, and I opened the door to put the dishes away? Just say that for me, please.
And I opened the door to put the dishes away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pyrex.
Anyway, sorry.
Rated PG.
And then I went
your
back
stories,
to
your stories are the equivalent of what Henry Ford might have gone through when he was just getting the petrol to go through the carburetor. Just they take a bit of time. But go ahead. So you're putting your dishes.
So he put the crank in the car.
When's the Model T going
to
roll off the lot?
You and I have to shut
up. You're right, Mike.
You're
extending the story.
You're right.
And I do want to hear. Now, uninterrupted pony fun. So what happened?
So with the dishes set out to dry, I went back to work. And that evening, decided to make some dinner. I made hamburgers. They were delicious. And I realized...
Shh. Shh.
You're making this so goddamn hard.
You know, you're not the first one to tell me that.
You're talking, and Pony, make sure you're clear. You're talking to Rob, right?
Yes. You're doing great, Mike. Anyhow, I made some delicious cheeseburgers. They're nice and...
Okay, no one cares. What happened?
So I set to cook some broccoli. Because I had broccoli. It needed to be cooked. Don't ask.
Because, hold on, now I do have to interrupt. Because nothing goes better with cheeseburgers than broccoli.
Exactly.
Okay.
Go to any McDonald's.
Discipline yourself. Mine. Selfish man right here. Selfish up in Maine. See, because when you do it right after I do it, or I do it right after you do it, that's when we take the crap from the listeners.
You're right.
Because believe it or not, a lot of listeners will be going, gee, I wish they'd given Penny a chance to tell his story without the constant interruptions. And I think one of the problems is I interrupt or you interrupt, and then we have to one-up each other with a funny ism. You're not allowed to do that during this story. You're allowed to do it like, he's nodding at me. You're allowed to do it like forever. You're not allowed to do it in this story.
Go ahead, Pony. You got to keep telling the story.
Broccoli. I set about boiling water to cook broccoli, and I put a lid on the pot, and I turned the boiler up to maximum temperature, and I let it sit there while I cut the broccoli.
You turn the pot on, the pot that you were boiling the water in, you turn that up to high? You weren't cooking your broccoli on top of an old steam device that's used to like heat elementary schools.
Well, I wouldn't have to. If I had steam, I could cook the broccoli with that.
I got it.
Anyhow.
Hold on just a second. Talk amongst yourself. I'm going to be putting a little call into Bangor, Maine, if you get my drift.
No, I understand.
Yes.
So you're cooking the broccoli.
Cooking the broccoli.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing...
Oh, it's taking an ugly turn now.
What I always wear, a t-shirt and jeans. And I turn around, I check to see if my water's boiling. It's not boiling yet. And I'm starting to get a little annoyed, and I put my hand over the pot, and it's cold.
Oh.
I said, this is a no good.
Gas or electric?
Electric.
Okay. Oh, boo.
Then I realized that my forearm was hot.
Oh.
And I said, oh, silly goose, turned on the wrong burner. Big deal. I look down, red hot burner, and Pyrex dish right on it.
Not okay.
Not okay at all.
Yeah.
And I know my science, and I know how thermodynamics works, and if you try and cool that dish off too quickly, it's going to break.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I said, I'm just going to turn the burner down to medium. I'm smart. I know how this works. And put it on medium, started working with the broccoli again, turn around. I said, you know, you're... pretty smart guy, Mr. Science. And then, bam.
Oh, no.
That is the closest approximation to what I heard.
It just shattered.
It exploded.
Man. Now, my question for you is this. Mm-hmm. I know that, it wasn't the equivalent of like pouring ice water into it, but why would you not just turn the burner all the way off so it could cool down naturally?
Put it to medium because if you turn it off all the way, it's going to cool off too quickly.
Fast. Do you think? I think your bad play was leaving it on the burner. You don't want to like douse it in cold water.
No. You can't take it off. You've got to keep it. You have to let it cool down slowly.
I think your logic is sound, but what if can you heat that glass too much where it'll explode?
That's what happened.
That's more or less what happened, but it was the cooling off. It was the thermal contraction.
Either way, you messed up. Your ADD got the best of you. You forgot you had the Pyrex on the stove.
It wasn't my ADD, but...
And you lost anyways. An entire...
What was it then?
Yeah. It was turning on the wrong burner.
You were not
focused. Why would you have the Pyrex on your burner in the first place?
Remember, I was doing the dishes, and I ran out of places to put it. Forgot to take it off of that.
So did you lose one piece of Pyrex in total?
Yes, it was one 8x11 dish, but the worst...
8x11? That's an odd size. Don't you mean 9x13?
Sure.
Okay.
Who cares?
Big Go rectangular ahead. Dish. There was glass as far as 10 feet out in your living room, ring in my apartment.
Did you get any shards of glass in your own body?
No. That was the weirdest thing. This
trajectory.
Glass
no, target size.
They're too big?
I think no, he's too small.
The shape.
Oh.
I mean, if he had been parallel, if he had been perpendicular to the stove, nothing would have hit him.
I was finding glass in the bathroom. I don't know how anything didn't hit me.
Damn.
Do you barefoot scary. Around your house?
Not anymore.
Did you used to?
I used to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Mike,
he's killing.
The thing exploded.
Pyrex everywhere.
Oh my God.
And no barefooting at his apartment.
I really thought this story was going to be of your kitchen burning down.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what Rob made it sound like, because yeah. Rob lied.
Well, no, Pony Rob lied. Pony,
this is like a solid...
I went on Pony's...
yeah.
I would say this is a story you tell before the show. Like, I thought it was going to be like you burnt down your kitchen.
Yeah.
Rob, don't you like it when I accuse you of lying when I haven't even heard the story?
I do.
Why don't you sell it to Mike?
Mike, what happened is Pony was off his meds and he nearly killed himself.
That's a better story.
See, now I'm laughing.
Now you've done it a better way.
But he's not admitting to the fact that the reason that he broke the Pyrex is he was off his meds.
Can I be honest with you? He lost me when it was broccoli with hamburgers.
I didn't put it on the hamburger.
No, that's not a good side dish for a hamburger.
I think broccoli is a fine vegetable for people to like it. I don't particularly care for it, but to eat it with a hamburger, if you like had a date over and you said, I'm just going to do some burgers and then we're going to have broccoli.
Yeah, you know what would be good? Tonight, what's for dinner? Spaghetti and sweet potatoes.
You live such a charmed life that a dish... essentially broke on you while you were doing the dishes.
Exploded.
And you thought that was going to slay here on the radio. That's how.
So let's come over for some burgers and broccoli. Where'd she go? Where's she? She's in her car already.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can warrant that as a story you should tell on the air. It just happens. Things happen when you live in a kitchen.
The pre-sell was a little high, Pony.
You know what? Mm. You should vet these stories a little more.
I should.
This is probably the second time out of maybe the 8 times he's told stories where I was like, who sanctioned
kind
this?
Kind of a disappointment?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, this whole day. Really
he broke a dish.
Yeah, he did.
And he's coming here.
How about this? I've got a quick story for you.
Okay.
Yes. Great.
Save the show, Mike.
Please.
I took a trip to another country this weekend.
Hey!
Woo! A good job.
Woo! That's right. And you know what the best part of the story is?
What?
I went with a little 4-year-old, and you know what his name is?
What?
Satan.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The gun is missing. Whoever's got the gun shot the girl.
I shot her.
You?
I was going to expose you.
I know. So I choose to expose myself.
Please, there are ladies present.
You thought Mr. Body was dead, but why? None of you even met him till tonight.
You're Mr. Body! Wait a minute! So who did I kill?
My butler.
Oh, shucks.
This all has nothing to do with my disappearing nuclear physicist husband or Colonel Mustard's work with the new top secret fusion bomb.
No. Communism was just a red herring.
But the police will be here any minute. You'll never get away with this, any of you.
Why should the police come? Nobody's called them.
You mean, oh my God, of course.
So why shouldn't we get away with it? We'll stack the bodies in the cellar, lock it, leave quietly one at a time, and forget that any of this ever happened.
And you'll just go on blackmailing us all.
Of course. Why not?
Well, I'll tell you why not.
Good shot, Green.
Are you a cop?
No, I'm a plant.
A plant? I thought men like you were usually called a fruit.
Very funny. FBI.
I told you I didn't do it.
All right, who done it?
They
all did it. But if you want to know who killed Mr. Body, I did. In the hall. With the revolver. Okay, Chief, take him away. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. Yeah, you are. We're on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. Get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Our show today brought to you by people that are assuring that you, my friends, are going to look good. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. There is a solution. Enter the fabulous people at 5-4 Club. They are revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month they will send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are handpicked to match the current season and your style. Not some skinny New York model style, but you could be skinny like Pony. He's got stuff from 5-4 Club. They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years, and they ship to over 100,000 men every month. And in Oscar's case, they're going to fit him now, and they're going to fit him when he gets shredded for his wedding.
That's right. The wedding shredding.
They know what they're doing, so if you don't, that's okay. They're knowledgeable at 5-4 Club. They'll help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time, which is important because when you look good, you feel good.
Yes.
That is a fact of life. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime, no commitments. And as a 5-4 Club member, you also receive up to 50% off items on their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges. Go to 54club.com right now.
Yes.
And enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package, plus a free pair of sunglasses. That's 50% off your first package at 5-4 Club, spelled FIVEFOUR. That's 5-4 Club.com. That's FIVEFOUR Club.com. Promo code TMOS. 5-4 Club.com. Promo code TMOS.
Nice.
When I wear this stuff, Julia says, Dad, that's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
It is cool stuff.
Monday. Everybody.
Yes, say it with meaning.
3-day weekends are fabulous. And 2-day weekends are even better. About 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I took a 3-day weekend and it was marvelous. The boys came in and did the show for me. But 2-day weekends, they're on Friday, especially when you're going to be heading out of town and even to another country, you get excited.
Mm. Sure. International travel.
And like many people in America and probably around the world, I consider the weekend something that is fabulous to recharge my batteries. I am here with an apology to my coworkers, to my listeners, to anyone that will see me probably for the rest of the week. I am not well. I am feeling tired. I am feeling sluggish because I did not recharge my batteries on the weekend because I took my son to Canada with my middle daughter, and it was very difficult.
Well, I mean, international travel, it has a host of problems, but I mean, if you have to go to another country, yes. Canada is probably the most convenient, especially for where you are.
Did you go with your wife as well?
She happened to be driving, yes.
Okay. Oh, well, she's nice.
You didn't mention her.
Let me say
this.
The there are things that I can say on this show, not hypothetically, I can say it. I can do...
Do what you want, Mike.
Yeah, it's your show.
I can do a playlet. And say things to you guys, like you're my son, that I would never say to my son.
Okay.
But like, for example, I would look at both of you, pretending both of you are my son, and go, hello, would you like some cheese with that wine?
Ah. Does he not like international travel?
Maybe. Does he hate Canadians?
Is he an ethnocentrist?
I thought, this was my thought, that four.
Just loves America.
The age of four would be... We're out of the woods. We're out of the problem. You know, that four was that moment where they started to.
Because they talk about the terrible twos, which really go into the terrible threes. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, I think by four, that's in your rearview mirror. At least that's what you hope.
My mom probably that beat is that why, out of me by that point.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I might call it the I'm totally f***ed fours.
Oh, dear.
That's what I
am. No.
There was whining. There were tantrums. There was constant complaining, and my sister sitting out in her inimitable fashion last night, enjoying her, I don't know how many glasses of wine that she had, said to us, well, he traveled a long time in the car, and then there really wasn't anything for him at the end of the road. And she's absolutely right. Now, as someone who says, I don't like to softly... live my life for my children all the time. I like to take them with me. I like having him around. Like getting him up in the morning. This morning we were wrestling and we were having a fantastic time. But I don't plan a trip around, you know, I'm not one of those families where the destination will be something that's for the kids.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like certain people.
Yeah, you're not going to King's Dominion.
But that's the thing. If you take young children...
Sometimes subtleties are lost on me. I don't know what's going on here, but I'll just listen.
If you take young children to an amusement park destination, it's a total win.
Yeah.
Because the kids aren't going to complain. If you're taking them
to a beach...
If you're taking them to a country and a town that you've never been to just because you feel like going to see it,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what's on the other side, it's difficult. So maybe he didn't have anything.
What about like a movie in the car and iPads, well, whatever you have?
Carla gives him her phone and he watches Gumby.
Classic Gumby?
Classic Gumby, yeah.
That's nice.
Gumby episodes. Oh, that's great with Prickle and Goo.
He's an old soul, just like you, Rob.
You know, that's the part of your brain that just explodes with total help and knowledge. And I didn't know who's Prickly, who's Goo.
Oh, Prickle is he's a dinosaur. And Goo is like a little, it almost looks like a whale, but it might just be Goo. And of course, it's not Bob Goo. And then there's, of course, Pokey and Gumby. Gumby is the green guy.
We worked with a Bob Goo, didn't we?
The pony knew a Bob Goo.
Yeah, he was a guy at my school. And his name is Robert Goo, and he hated being called Robert. So every time someone said Robert Goo, he would say Bob Goo. And then eventually, everyone in the school, every time they saw him, we would just go, Bob Goo, Bob Goo.
Yeah, we worked with a building owner named Bob Goo that had beautiful shrubbery out in front of the WJFK studio.
That was Bob Skin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thought it was Bob Goo. Bob I played Goo. Golf with him a couple of times. Yeah. He's like, got a very good follow through. Anyway.
And then, of course, Mike, you know, Gumby and Pokey's, their enemies, the Blockheads.
The blockheads.
Right.
And Pokey was the horse.
He's probably second on the call
Pokey
sheet.
Boy.
Yeah.
Pokey was also a fraternity brother I had at Marist College. I won't go into the details. Anyway.
What does he whine about?
I don't want to go out of the hotel. I don't want to go to the restaurant. I don't want to go in the car. I don't want to get out.
Does he get in the mood like, right now? I remember this sort of phase with Robert more than Julia, but, and then if you try to cheer him up, like you would think, well, what is he like right now? If he likes Gumby, sing him the Gumby song.
Mm.
And so if you were to sing him the Gumby song, he'd probably like scream at you, wouldn't he?
The thing about him, here's what I have to realize, because Carla reminded me a few times. He's four.
Yeah, you got to tell him what's what.
That was said to me once. No, that was really not the context that she wanted.
Sorry.
Anyway, that's probably your fam on that one. You know, you're 4 years old.
Which that means how many fingers you're allowed to use when you slap him.
No.
Leave the thumb out of it.
I had to be aware of the fact that he's so easily switched and distracted.
Right.
Because he's still a baby. He's still 4 years old. He's a little guy. And my daughter, Elizabeth, handed him like a flyer out of a newspaper on the way up. And suddenly he was amused. He's like, yeah, what's this? And it's like, I'm like, it's that easy? It's that easy that you reached up into the front of the car and grabbed a piece of the Ellsworth American and shoved it in his face. And suddenly he's giggling. What is wrong with me? And then I have to, temper that with the fact that I've got Carla and my middle daughter now, as the Mike's an Idiot convention starts to get more members filtering into town every
outnumbered.
Day. You get my sister and my wife and my middle daughter, who's 20 now, sitting on the porch. And it's just like, I can give you the conversation last night. You know, he's an idiot. Yeah, I know he's an idiot. He's an idiot. That's what he's an idiot. Oh God, dad, idiot. That's an idiot. Sister, idiot. Oh, he's such an idiot. Yeah, brother, idiot. Yeah. Husband, idiot. That's it. I'm an idiot. I'm just the dope. I'm just the dope Oscar that provides all of this for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the idiot that does that. So at the end of the weekend, where I might have slowed down a little bit, I kind of just compensated. I may have had my first adult beverage at 3:30 yesterday afternoon.
Mm. It's a good time,
man.
Because I simply was compensating, sitting alone, kind of looking off at a pine tree, just staring at a pine tree, going gah-ha. Because it was the trip up there to St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, was a lot. Three. Don't just boo because it's Canada.
I'm booing because you didn't have a good time.
Thank you. It was. let's just say it was kind of. It was kind of meh.
Anticlimactic.
Beautiful scenery, but we got up there. It was a longer trip than we expected, and then we had to kind of turn around and come right back. And that was
how was the weather? Was the weather appreciably different than Maine?
The weather was sparklingly gorgeous, and they had an Atlantic fog bank as we were coming into the town of St. John, known for its Atlantic fog, by the way. Yeah. Sort of
no ATM fees.
kissing the town.
That's a different kind of bank.
No.
Not that kind. A fog bank, Oscar. A big cloud.
I can't find the ATM machine.
Ah.
That's the kind of bank it is.
Almost like a cloud on the ocean.
That's
now, what
cool.
What am I explaining fog for? What the?
Well, in Latin America, we can't afford it.
You can't afford fog.
Yes.
That's it. Exactly. So it was not joyous. And I came to the end of the weekend and I was like, okay. And suddenly it's Monday and I'm right here again. And I'm sitting here feeling a little frustrated that things really just were more work. To be honest with you, walking into this studio and doing this show is my first little break.
Escape.
Where I feel like I can talk and I can share and the guys are here and you can kind of understand because there's a lot of testosterone in the room.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what I'm doing. That's
do you think you set the bar too high for the trip?
I think that I think that the whining caught me by surprise more because he's been by and large a happy little camper, and I think traveling and hauling them around, we do a lot. My daughter said this to me last night. She says, do you guys never stop? And it is kind of perpetual motion in my world. We don't.
Yeah.
We're going. I don't like to look at a weekend without several things on the list, whether they be doing stuff at home or hitting the road or seeing new things. You know, I think a large part of that is being looking at the Reaper out the window.
Yeah, you want to check some things off your bucket list.
Yeah, I'm not, I know already because of my lot in life, I'm not going to end up being a world traveler. Ain't going to happen for me. Don't really plan on that. I got a 4-year-old son and I'm 58 years old. Okay. So my cruise ship destination is probably going to be, a casket. Right now the world traveling for me and a little foreign travel, whipping out the passports and doing all that kind of stuff is kind of exciting to just do that, even if it's going over a border and talking to a border guard. And by the way, for those of you concerned about Homeland Security, the United States borders are as tight as Tupperware.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Business or pleasure? Weekend trip away. Where do you live? Florida and Maine. Yeah, Carly kind of stammered on the way into Canada.
Hamina.
Florida, Maine, we stop it. And watch it.
Don't look at the drugs.
The drugs are in the tire iron.
You pulled a Diego.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then on the way back, it was even friendlier. Getting in, and that's supposed to be the tough part.
Yeah.
Getting back into the United States,
Yeah.
And so we made it, and, it's very, very exciting.
What's the remedy moving forward?
Yeah.
For the whining?
Yeah.
Just in general, yeah.
I think I'll travel with him again out of the country or anywhere for that matter when he's 30. That's, reasonable amount of time.
Sure.
It's 26 years.
Peek in after about a quarter years. Century.
Yeah, it's like, and maybe it'll be a great trip too when he's 30, like Paris. And his mother
like
can say,
Paris.
And his mother can say to him, isn't it great that we all finally made it to Paris? And he can say to my mother, where do you want me to scatter these ashes? Anyway, we'll take a break and we will be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Hey!
Pony
Woo!
Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag.
Right.
So they brought me in. Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send
red
an
hot,
email to
it?
Rob
yeah.
at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Not too hot.
That's Rob with 2 B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action.
Okay.
So if you have a question or comment,
you made me talk
send
like
it along.
That.
And you
now,
made me.
Time for a nap.
I don't like this promo.
He followed direction very well, Mike.
I wish I'd heard that story, but a lot going
no,
on
don't.
Here today.
No,
so.
No, Mike.
Well, you know what, Pony? Call him later.
Yeah,
tell him the story.
Yeah,
you'll hang up on him.
That is, that is really, really a bad idea. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Let's talk about love, shall we?
I love.
I love love. I love my family. I love my friends. I love Amazon.com. I love Amazon because our partnership with them is one of the ways that keeps TMOS alive. I also love Jason Schreck.
Really?
Ooh.
That's his real last name, people. Mm-hmm. Jason Schreck, who went through our website to buy a brand new Audio Technica turntable to play all the records that he loves. Give him a round of applause. Jason Schreck. I hear Jason is a handsome fellow who is courteous, kind, and donates blood twice a month. He helps his elderly neighbors and volunteers at a soup kitchen. He also smells wonderful.
He does.
We love you, Jason. Be like Jason. Shop Amazon through our website. Let us love you, too. This page has a new look, and you will love how easy it is to help us by helping yourself to what you really need. ShoppingAmazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Please shop Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money.
I love you, Jason.
Go. Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Do your thing, chicken wing.
I will give you, for those who have read to their children a lot, I will tell you this next piece of my weekend, this is how it wrapped up. This is for ye.
Okay.
This is for those, because I'm going to go into children's literature. Please don't turn down the device.
101.
Please turn it up. This is a good story. For the a lot of people who have read to kids probably remember the Robert McCluskey books. Okay.
Yeah.
Blueberries for Sal, Make Way for Ducklings,
mm-hmm.
extraordinary bestsellers.
With the Big Red Dog?
No, that's Clifford. That's a different thing.
Okay, did your mother and father read to you when you were a little boy? Did they do that?
The Bible.
Mm.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yes.
Why do I doubt that more than anything else in my life?
Rob, did your mom, in the broken home situation, or your dad, did they read books to you?
Or strangers?
The one book I remember was Daddy Doesn't Come Home Anymore.
Now I get it. This is just like if I'm talking sports, really, right?
Yeah.
This is like,
no,
there's no connection here.
They read to me,
God,
but
poor boys.
I was an early reader. I read a lot to myself. I didn't get read to as much. But
there's a program.
I had to read to myself.
Mm-hmm. We've read over 1,000 books to Michael already.
Really? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, 1,000 separate books or 1,000
books? You get credit for rereads.
Rereads. Okay, thank God. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you guys have gotten me books, and they're wonderful books. There's one now about prairie dogs and fuzz that he loves, where a dog drops a tennis ball down into a prairie dog hole, and it's fantastic. But getting back to
that. So not like the grease man definition of prairie dogging.
Mm. Prairie dogging.
Hey, buddy.
Prairie dogging now.
Hey, little grease man, prairie dogging now. God, I'm all over the place today. I'm so sorry.
It's nice to have you.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
I don't want to digress, but I got to just throw a little tip of the hat to my buddy Arch Campbell, who was so nice to post that thing that when Arch left Channel 4, the stink-ass news director at Channel 4 didn't want him to run his montage of his 35 years at NBC, or his 35 years, you know, being a TV reporter, mm-hmm. and a movie reviewer, and that the only guy that interceded on his behalf was Jim Vance, the late Jim Vance. Aww. And I just thought that was just...
Class.
And they part of the... at the end of the piece... When Arch left Channel 4, you saw King George and Jim Vance and Bob Ryan and Arch, and they were all kind of around each other. And I went, you know, that was the second tier. You had Gordon Peterson and you had Glenn Brenner. When I was there, just DCTV for a very, very long time was so very cool. And I think there were a lot of markets. There may still be that are like that around the country. It's just a... It's a time I miss with bigger
than
life
anchormen.
Broadcasters.
Yeah, I hear you.
Huge personalities, and Vance was, one of the last of the great big unique personalities in anchor. But Arch, that was cool for you to put that up, and I told you that, and you're a good guy. Getting back to the McCluskey thing, Robert McCluskey writes these children's books, and one of the children's books that I have read to my son again and again and again, as it was read to me, not again and again and again. Certainly not by my dad. That's terrible. That's not fair. But I mean, I remember
different
this
times.
Your dad was slaying the dragon.
Different times.
One Morning in Maine was the classic McCluskey book where, living in Maine and being up in Maine, it is a huge Maine book. And the main theme of this wonderful children's book is Sal is the daughter, and her sister, Baby Jane, and not the Betty Davis one. Thank you. Stop it. No.
Let me tell you.
Oh, God, it's so hard. And they go with their father to Bucks Harbor.
Okay.
And in the morning, she wakes up, and the first thing she says, I'm going to Bucks Harbor with Dad. Then she feels like her tooth is loose. And she loses the tooth. She says, does that mean we can't go to Bucks Harbor? And I said, no, we're going to Bucks Harbor. And it's Bucks Harbor throughout the book, Bucks Harbor. And then they get on the boat and the engine's broken. So they have to row to
Bucks Harbor.
Bucks Harbor. Because that's what I'm really trying to hold the audience. They row to
Bucks Harbor.
And so
Bucks Harbor.
They're taking the boat to Bucks Harbor. And as we are driving back a circuitous route from Canada, I see these towns I've never seen before in this part of Maine because I've never traveled up there. And I see Bucks Harbor.
Bucks Harbor.
Ooh, let me look that up.
Like
and
from
I
the book.
Put it into the, I put it into the GPS. I said, it's 5 miles out of the way. We're going to the town that Sal and Baby Jane traveled to by boat.
And their father.
In one morning in Maine. Is Bucks Harbor
Bucks
and
the father,
where Mr. Condon's store was, where Mr. Condon's garage, where the other Mr. Condon's brother had a garage where they repaired the outboard motor, and then they got their ice cream and they got back. They went down to the dock and they took off and they said clam chowder for lunch. It's the Ooh. Iconic children's book,
Bucks
and
Harbor,
like, and I'm 5 miles from it. I'm like, we're turning the car around. Carla knows the book. My son knows the book. My daughter's in the back seat. She knows the book because I read it to her. It's a family tradition. The O'Marin. I said, we're going to Bucks Harbor. We're going to turn around. We're going to drive. And we drive down and we get closer and closer. And as we get into it, says, you are now,
you have reached your destination.
And I can't see anything but a bunch of pickup trucks on the beach with trailers where the lobstermen have launched their skiffs. And there's no street. And there's no Mr. Condon's store. And there's no garage. And I said, F. Robert McCloskey.
They just cheated us.
It isn't fair.
How
the town got out of the... They
made
bulldozed
it
the cock-a-doodie town.
There was not even an ice cream place?
Elizabeth said to me, Dad, do you think maybe you took a wrong turn? And I said, no.
Oh, no.
This is where...
Or did she mean in life?
Probably. It's probably exactly what it's all about.
Were you upset about the clam chowder?
I didn't expect to get clam chowder. I didn't expect a restaurant. I expected to see a little street that maybe was totally changed, but a street like right next to a dock like it is in the book.
Sure.
I'm a mook. I'm an idiot. And so Elizabeth, my daughter, and my wife Carla begin to laugh at me. They begin to laugh at me because I'm protesting this so much.
It's their fault, Mike. Their fault. Wait, who was driving first?
I'm not
on the way back. You were driving. If you made the wrong turn, that was alleged,
was
right?
Driving. Yeah, okay. I was driving. Yeah.
The co-pilots, which are your daughter and your wife,
probably didn't care as much.
As soon as you said something, should have looked up the town to give a scouting report. I leave little Michael alone because he's four, but your daughter and Carla cannot expect you to do everything.
Right?
Did you bring that up?
No, I got over it pretty quickly after that.
Bother you, really? I mean, as disappointed as you are that Bucks Harbor doesn't exist, aren't you most disappointed in what is a recurring theme in my life, which is the family is never quite so happy as when Dad screws up?
Oh, absolutely.
That's their favorite. They love it.
Everybody's this is where we have a little one of those fireplaces that you can buy at the box store what's it called? I always screw up.
Chimenea.
It's a metal chimenea that we have, and we sit around it. And you know, Carla's like looking in her little thing, and Elizabeth's looking in her little thing, and I'm holding a log like this to put in the chimenea, and it falls and catches my right toe a little bit, and suddenly. To life, L'chaim. Yes, sirree. That's it. Is it a male thing or is it a me thing? I don't know. I'm a little bit paranoid. I don't know.
I'll tell you this, that as far as my father is concerned, when he was in town on a regular basis,
right?
Yes,
we would never laugh at him. Like we would, like that was
he
not
carried the stick.
That
right?
was no. It wasn't just. It was just a sign of respect. Like if Dad messed up, like watch out. Like you better help out, or you better figure out how to fix it.
Yeah.
Right.
That, I mean, there was no making fun or making or having a good time on my dad's account.
God damn it. That doesn't exist. And I'm changing that. No laughter anymore.
Oh, the laughter's over?
No laughter. No laughter anymore. You come into this house. If you can't help or fix it with me, you don't laugh at me trying to fix it. Or there will be no meals at all. Mm-hmm. I'll starve them out.
Yeah. Carrie stopped laughing at my jokes years ago. The only thing she laughs at now is when I screw up. That's what she loves.
To date, there is no laughter at my father's misfortune. Like if he's trying to do something and something falls and he hurts himself, or let's say the log fell on, we'd rush over to his aid, not like, you big dummy, why don't you figure that
out?
You'd
have to run over and cut down the tree that gave the log.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that's any better, because clearly my dad's not even in town right now, but I'll say this.
Do you think his new family laughs at him?
No.
Who knows? Maybe. But I guess the way that my family was structured is that you could kind of make fun of mom once in a while and laugh, but do not F with dad. Do not F with him.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that plan. I like that old kind of South American plan, you know, where it's just like
the South American way.
What was that? Was that some sort of, what are you doing? You think you can laugh at me? Maybe you know, maybe you go 3 nights without supper, you don't laugh at me.
He did maybe stand in a corner
drink
once.
My wine.
Did I tell you? I've told you the story, right? I threw away an apple, not even a half eaten apple. And then he had just gotten back from a contract in Ethiopia with the World Health Organization.
Sure.
And this is just right past the, you know, not, it's probably still happening now in one degree or another, but the famine they went through in Ethiopia. Right. And he yelled upstairs in a little townhouse. I remember this to this day. He said, everybody come down. Everybody comes down. And then he picks up an apple from the trash that's half eaten. And he looks at me and he says, was this you? And I like start crying. My sister, same thing to my brother. Was this you? And then she said, no, my brother said no. And she's like, it was me. I'm sorry. And then he's like, well, I'm going to teach you a lesson. He made me stand in the corner standing. Right.
Right.
And I had to read about the Ethiopian famine. And I must have been like 8 years old, Mike, for like 3 hours. My legs were buckling from underneath me. It was nuts.
Jesus.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Child Abuse. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's, better believe I finished everything that was on that plate from then on.
That's rather stunning.
Meat loses its vitamins when it's overcooked.
Yes. you'll eat it rare.
It's raw.
Well, I wasn't the only one who had a weekend. Rob did, and Oscar did.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We will come back and jump into their wonderful lives when we come back. Meanwhile, at the O'Mara is an idiot house. I don't know. There's nothing I could figure out to do, you know.
No, it's too late. You've set the table.
Yeah.
What's it called? What do the monks do when they're protesting?
Self-flagellation?
Yeah.
No, self-immolation or emulation, where they light themselves on fire.
Oh, sure.
Well, when you do that, Mike, make sure you don't drop the log on your foot.
What are you protesting?
Yeah.
You gotta be protesting something.
My lack of respect. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here on the Rob and Joe Show, we try to live up to all the famous duos in entertainment history.
Like Hall & Oates,
Sonny and Cher,
Sanford and Son,
Ben and Jerry,
Don and Mike,
and of course our favorite, Serta and Mermelstein. Just rolls off the tongue. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Rob and Joe Show.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS.
Weren't they in the studio doing new stuff? And why are we running old ones?
We have a new promo. I like that classic,
Did they do one promo when they were here?
They did two.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Introducing the most amazing bed ever, the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, designed for your best possible sleep. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. That's your Sleep Number setting. Now, with the new responsive air technology, the bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you, so you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. That's the nuts and bolts. That's the details of this bed. What I'm going to tell you is how many years have I been a Sleep Number customer?
Forever.
It looks like we're coming up on 8 years, right?
Oh, more than that, I think.
More than that? 8 or 9 years? Maybe a decade?
Yeah.
I've never had a product in my house that I love more. That's not all the nuts and bolts they want me to tell you about. That's what I'm telling you about. That if you buy this product, and everybody, by the way, that has purchased this product, that has contacted me, many of them have actually contacted me again to tell me how much they love it. Most people fall asleep faster, by the way, if their feet are gently warmed. Listen to what the 360 Smart Bed does for you. It can pre-warm each side of the bed, so it's perfect for both of you. It will warm the lower part of your bed so your feet are warm. Ooh. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress. They last twice as long. I know that for a fact. 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. It's just great. My Sleep Number setting is now an 85. Carla's is also an 85. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great. It's time to meet the bed that does it all, and it's only at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $500 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you. And be sure, this is importante.
Yes.
Tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. So, Rob, I was just like looking at your page. That's how I get the information on what you guys are up to. I know that Oscar, we were having some communication about different stuff regarding the show.
Yeah.
By the way, I think tomorrow we will discuss a brand new venture that I'm launching and with the help of the guys. That's going to be very exciting. A lot of people have asked me about when I'm going to do something like this, and I'm pretty psyched for it. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. It involves my golden throat.
Ooh.
That's right. I am starting a lozenge business.
We thought it was sexual.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Rob, I just once again got the vibe that maybe you were drinking heavily over the weekend.
I had a few drinks this weekend. I tell you what.
Were you drunk last night?
No.
When I called you?
Not at all.
That's what I thought.
You sound drunk last night.
I did.
Or Saturday. You sounded.
I did not have a drop until about 8:30 last night. So I was stone cold sober.
Oh. We talked around 6.
Yes, at 5:30 or 6, we did, yeah. But we...
What is that voice you use then? Because the voice you use is like, I'm in a hurry or I want to get you off the phone. Something sounds hammered about you.
Did he slur?
But he was like too happy. Like I'm not used to hearing him happy.
Rob will
not used to hearing me happy?
No, not the degree I heard yesterday.
If Rob has a real like bender, he'll come in on Monday and he'll slur his words on the actual show while he's sober.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone's done that though. Like they're still lazy kind of taking it off.
He'll sound like Ann Curry on the Today Show sometime. Remember when she used to slur her words, Rob?
Yeah, I think she was drinking. I think she might have been drinking. When you're surrounded by really a staff of 180 that hate you, I think she deserves to drink.
Probably.
But I deserve to drink this weekend too because I had my first experience with Julia driving on the Beltway.
Oh, that's wild.
I forgot. How old is Julia? 16.
Oh, she's 16. Yeah. So she's
got to be 17 pretty soon.
17 in December. So what happens now is when you have your learner's permit, you have to drive 30 daylight hours and 15 nighttime hours before you're even allowed to take your behind the wheel.
Man.
So the daylight hours are easy to get in because, you know, like trips around and stuff.
Yeah.
Nighttime hours, Carrie's been trying to get those in. I don't know that I'm ready for that experience yet. But we were driving to Bethesda. And she's amazingly calm. And I think that is, did you do any like learner's permit driving with your daughters?
No.
Anyway, so continue your story.
Mike was building his empire.
No, I wasn't around as much as I should have been.
But it is.
You're driving now. They like roll up in two cars.
You're driving.
Hey,
can you come pick me up?
Yeah.
I can amplify what Oscar said. I think Oscar went somewhere like this. You drove over here. Is that legal? Anyway.
How can a 12-year-old drive? Oh, you're 16. Oh, how about that?
I may have video of them driving away from my house in Manassas. That's I remember it. I just didn't do a lot of the training.
Julia is, I will give her this, when you get behind the wheel, I think there are certain types of young drivers. She's very calm. Which is good.
Yeah.
But she's not intuitive to the point where if she's backing up, she has to really stop and think which way to turn the wheel to make the car go the direction.
Learning. That's sweet.
And I said, Julia, all you have to do is remember the direction you turn the wheel when you're backing up. That's the direction the back end of the car is going to go.
Yeah.
So just think in that direction. She says, okay. And then she backs into a trash can. So she's not, it's just not sinking in. But you know what? When she bumps the trash can, and by the way, no damage was done to the car or the trash can because it was just a light tap. She remains calm through it all, but maybe too calm. On the Beltway, she did okay, and then we were exiting off the Beltway onto Old Georgetown Road in Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of her issues is not being aware of where the car is within the lane on the road. Ah. Like, even when we're on, like, side streets and back roads.
in my book, that would be a biggie.
That's a biggie. It's a biggie because I'm sitting in the front seat and she's driving and we're going down a back road in Loudoun County and all of a sudden...
This is the same girl, by the way, we should point out that the last time we talked about this very subject was not particularly interested.
She wasn't in a hurry driving. To get her license.
She is now a little more eager, and here is why, is because she saved up enough money to buy a parking space at the high school this year.
Oh.
And she's also going to have enough money to buy my stepfather's car from him. So she's going to have wheels and a place to park at school. And wow. This benefits
from
us.
From the Italian ice stand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She gets some tips, huh?
Yeah, oh, she does. She does. Oh, she works it. And also, what's the other thing that is great about this, Carrie and I are invested because we can assign her.
Purple hair.
Stop it.
Just like my video games.
That is really, really not okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be inner monologue.
Yeah. You think I could have another raspberry?
And by the way, you're only one step away from that when you go up hammered at the brewfest.
Oh, I know.
Hey, it's a $20 tip.
Here you go, Spiro. Hey, yeah, give me my Gatorade.
I love the coldest water you've got.
Italian ice is very typical, right? Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can, yeah. So as a matter of fact, one of the most... one of the smartest things, I think a large is $4, and that's the perfect, here's a five, keep the change
type
price.
It's a cash business.
It's a cash business.
Just like an Ozark.
It's a cash business, and she's a Spiewak. So
perfect for money laundering.
I think, you know, a nice job, good tips, and then maybe a little of that Spiewak luck. That
oh, yeah.
Oh, I think what we like to call, Mike, shoulder pads is, I don't know why there isn't much money in the register, Ryan. Just slow today. I'm going to go buy a car.
How much can ice really be?
She is no. This is really
what
funny.
What kind of car is she going to buy for working in an Italian ice
Mike, we briefly touched
kiosk.
On this. It's a PT Cruiser, and they're going to put flames on the sides.
She's going to put flames on it. Yeah, it's a PT Cruiser. Good chick car.
Julia's cool.
But Julia cool. is actually honest to a fault. Carrie said, you know, a good way to drum up business at the Italian ice stand would be to offer samples. And she says, Mom, he counts the spoons.
Good. He should. Sticky fingers behind that
so
cart.
Is she bad? Would you feel comfortable like letting her drive to like anywhere? To Virginia Beach, for example.
If I was in the car with her? Maybe
so
not Virginia
you're
Beach.
You're not comfortable to let her drive on her own yet?
No, not yet. No, and she's not legal to drive on her own yet. But I would not give her a lengthy trip because I think she grows road weary. Because as I said, the placement of the car on the lane, if we're just on a side street around the house, I'll start feeling, and the passenger side wheels are off the road. And I said, Julia, don't you feel that? Nope. I said, well, you better feel it because you're not on the road. And I'm seeing, you know, weeds and branches clipping the side view mirror. I said, you need to get to the left. But that's not a real big deal if you're just on a side road.
Okay.
Now, when you're exiting off the Beltway, which is the major highway that surrounds Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. We've got tape of it.
Oh, good,
right now.
Good.
This is Julia on the Beltway. Why is she veering from lane to lane with her...
What I love about
that way scariest though if you're a kid.
Someone asked me, he said, have you used the imaginary brake pedal yet? I said, I have.
All
and that's
time.
When you reflexively start pumping your leg in the passenger side for a pedal that is not there. Because when she started to make it was a right exit off of the Beltway, and there's a guardrail, a curved guardrail the whole way, and it is getting closer and closer and closer. And I don't want to flip out because I don't want her to flip out. But then we're past the point where
you gotta jerk the wheel.
I gotta jerk the wheel. And I start pumping my foot, which does no good. And I can't, because I'm so panicked, I can't think of the word guardrail. Mm-hmm. So I say, Julia, road wall.
Road wall.
That's all I could come
so
up with.
Like the Jersey wall is road wall?
Yeah, well, the guardrail on the side, the metal thing. And I did. I actually had to jerk the steering wheel.
Did she start
barrier.
Crying?
No,
barrier.
No.
She barrier.
She was calm about the whole thing.
Man.
She stays calm the whole time. And she does okay. And I think that the PT Cruiser is going to be a good car for her because with the air conditioning running, it is literally impossible for it to speed. Because it's a four-cylinder engine. It
Dad,
only goes about 54
Dad, I
miles
got my own parking space. And whose car is she buying?
My stepdad, Dave's.
I'm going to take Dave's car to high school this morning. And I love you, and I'm looking
up,
forward
guys?
To it. This is great. It's going to be a very nice drive for me and the guys talking. Okay.
Mike, another key factor, with all due respect to Rob, is that the car itself doesn't... It has fold-down seats in the back, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of room for arts and crafts. Now,
what does that
if
mean?
She ever says,
drugs.
Hey, Dad.
No, he's thinking about sex.
Hey, Dad, I'm going over to Kevin's house.
Oh, you know Kevin.
Yeah. How are you going to handle that?
What do you mean?
Like, and I know you didn't live this life.
Right.
Because it was different when you were growing up, right?
Right. Right.
But once you get a car.
There were walls and a television. The software of the television.
And then I sat by the fireplace and I did my figuring on a shovel with a piece of coal.
That was his childhood.
Once some teenagers get a car.
Right.
That is your ticket to freedom. To do whatever you want. And
right.
I'm not just talking about sex. I'm talking about going on a road trip when you don't tell your parents. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about crossing state lines when you don't tell
talking
your parents.
Talking about somebody else.
Talking about hotboxing, your car,
Canada.
Or
yeah.
not telling mm-hmm. your parents. Mm. Like, this
hot
is what...
You mean like the smoking of jazz cigarettes?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yes. Like, all these options open up to them because now they don't have to do it at their house or their friend's house.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
Have you thought about this?
I have, but I've also thought that... She is now 16, nearly 17. And of those 17...
She is 16, nearly 17.
I had never made that connection. That's wonderful. Who, Thank Mike, you. Who will be her Rolf?
I'm not sure.
He is 17 going on 18.
Rob and I are doing a Queenie Sound of Music. Hi, Pony.
Hi, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, who's Rolf?
Oh,
yeah.
My God, the Pyrex. Of those 17 years, yes. I would say 15 of them, she was raised very well. Mm. We had the Julia Jellybean incident.
Bye, Dad.
Off to school? Don't forget your brother. So I think what you have to do is slowly let go and give them the freedom if they've earned it.
Okay.
And she is a good kid. And you know what, Mike? I wish you could spend a little time with her because you remember a couple years ago.
It's like a parenting class today because I'm thinking about is that I think all you need to really do is make sure they never laugh at you again.
Oh, if she laughs at me, I'm burning the car up. I'm sticking a rag down the gas tank and I'm lighting it and I'm rolling it down a hill. But
give her freedom. I understand.
She was pouty the last time you hung out with her and a pain in the ass teenager. She's come around from that. Now that's Robert right now. But she is more communicative, and I think because she's a little more open, she's a little more trustworthy. And I'll take a moment to brag on her. She's also just back from her counselor in training brass camp, which she's been going to since she's 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was named outstanding counselor for the entire camp.
There you go. That means she was into sweet. It. That means she was dedicated and responsible, and she's a good kid.
Yeah.
You've raised her well.
Yeah, now, well, then there's Robert.
It's the boy you have to worry
about. Yeah, well, he's very strong.
Mm. Yeah, very, very strong.
Very strong.
He's going to be fine. They're our kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Good,
true.
Bad. We love our kids. That's the way it goes. It's going to be, everything's going to be fine.
If she can keep the rubber on the road, she's going to be okay.
Are you into putting a dash cam that are pretty affordable these days in her car that faces forward and into the cockpit?
No, I don't think so, but I will be tracking her via her cell phone
as far as where she's at.
Dash cam.
I would take both those kids, sit them down on the couch, and you look at them and go, kids? I'm going to tell you this. You can be anything you want. Right now, it might seem like you have blue hair and you're working in an Italian ice stand. And you, young man, you feel like things might not be going your way. But someday, you too could be the director of public affairs for Elvis Presley Enterprise.
Hey, how about that, right?
That's a tribute to our friend Mark Riddell, Twitch, my buddy Twitch, who's moving to Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, to go work for Elvis Presley Enterprises.
My father called me with that news, and I said, Dad, Pop, I feel like I know someone in the Vatican.
Are you really legitimately excited? Would you,
out of my mind. I will be down there before the end of the year, guaranteed.
What are you
gonna do? He's got an inside man.
Mike, we want to get there while the inside man is still there.
Oh, God. Because you didn't go there enough in the old days? You didn't go there?
I only went twice.
Only
you were the
twice.
One who got to go every year.
All right, perhaps we
you
send
love
you,
that city.
We send you with a recording device.
Of course, of course.
You do some interviewing.
I want to touch fabric of jumpsuits.
Do you now? Let me just the way you work. There are two things this could be. You could think free stuff,
right?
Which I don't think is your priority though. I think you think an entree into like behind the scenes stuff.
The password is access.
Yeah.
Tremendous access.
I want to see. You know, Mike, they only are able to at any time. They're only able to display about 8 or 9% of all the Elvis memorabilia that they have.
Do they rotate them in and out?
They do. But what I crave is the warehouse.
Ah. Is he going to be working in the mansion, or is he going to be working in the strip mall across the street?
There's office space in the mansion. I think he's on property.
Is there a strip mall across Twitch the street?
Yeah. Our man Twitch, who took the took the circus people.
Yeah.
You know, when they gave him the big shaftaroo, and he bided his
time. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then he took up with the Elvis people. Is there anybody better for that job than our man Twitch?
Mm-mm, absolutely not. It's
our
perfect
man
for
Twitch
him.
Running PR for Elvis Presley.
That's huge.
Here's the thing. This is going to be the marriage of two great things. When you think of our guy that worked for Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey, and now he's going to work for Elvis Presley Enterprises, and both outfits have had a bum rap in their own little way. But here's the thing: I think you extend the shelf life of Graceland and Memphis and Elvis Presley by putting elephants on the lawn at Graceland.
Oh, my genius.
That's what I think will be.
They find a home that they'll love.
Yeah. Yeah. Go see the jumpsuits.
How about an elephant in a jumpsuit?
And you have a guy like doing an impression out front. You go, anybody want to buy some peanuts for me?
Not bad. And you could spin it and say that Elvis once owned elephants, so they thought they would bring them back.
Exactly. And Oscar, we don't have to confine it to elephants.
No, it's everything.
He had a chimp. You can put all the animals out there.
Of course.
And
scatter.
At one time, he owned clowns, and then you bring them back.
Yep.
Put clowns and make it a circus.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic. Twitch, congratulations.
An R-rated circus that features clown love.
And Julia, good luck with the driving. And Robert, do what you're told. And don't laugh at your father. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our office mates here at the TMOS studios. They handle Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king.
King.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, just like that guy did, Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that asked for, they got the free appraisal. 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Nice.
News.
Rob Lowe and his sons did a panel for their new A&E show, The Low Files.
Mm.
How low can you go? Yes. No, to do that thing to a body. No.
I'm sorry. It's my favorite guy in Gangs of New York.
No, to do that. These are a couple of fiddling bends. Well, then I think we got business.
I think so, too. Anyway, they investigate mysterious stuff like Bigfoot and ghosts. And
come on up here, Bill. Come on. Let's settle our differences.
Then he gets an axe in the back. Anyway, they revealed something interesting, but maybe not too surprising. Charlie Sheen thinks the moon is hollow.
Oh, how about that?
It came up because Rob's son said that Rob and one of his famous friends believed it. Then Rob clarified that the friend was Charlie and that it was only Charlie who believed it. To be fair, one of Rob's sons said Charlie had some, quote, pretty good talking points. So it sounds to me like maybe Rob Lowe's worried. You were talking about your kids. Maybe Rob Lowe's worried about his kids making a living, and he's doing this show to, so his dumb kids can have some money in the bank.
Next
right?
week on the show, they explore the disappearance of his career.
Rob also admitted that during the course of the show, he communicated with a ghost. Quote, it was through the ovulus.
Oh.
What? It was through the ovulus. There is this device that you use. That I think it's the ovulus. Mm-hmm. You can use it to translate. Spirits can talk through this device. What's Rob Lowe? When did Rob Lowe become this wingnut?
Well, he had a decent sitcom last year, right?
Yeah, yeah. With Mark, funny guy. With Fred Savage.
That's right. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Mike, yes. I don't think this is about money or being hard up for work for Rob Lowe. I think that either his kids caught him cheating on their wife, allegedly, and they said, you have to do a TV show for us, or he just wants them to help jumpstart their career in reality television. One or the other. Well, but I would say this. I'm all for someone doing something nice for their kids, give them a leg up. Mm. But don't you think they could have picked a better project? This is so kooky.
How thick do you think the crust is on the moon before you get to the hollow part? Like a foot and a half?
And of course, we all know the moon is made of cheese. Anyway.
It's like he lost the bet.
Yeah.
Thank you. After a really uncomfortable week of attacks from the Mooch, Scaramucci, the new White House PR guy, it was announced that Reince Priebus, if any reason I'm glad this guy's gone is I don't have to pronounce this name anymore.
I agree.
Reince Priebus. Doesn't he sound like, seriously, all of a sudden, like metal arms ought to come out of his head and he turns into like a Camaro? It's Reince Priebus.
Is he, of all the people, of all the people named Reince, is he your favorite?
Reince Priebus. Well, it was turned out he was out as President Trump's chief of staff. Even if Priebus was the one who technically quit, it was obvious he was pushed out by the Mooch, most likely with Trump's full support behind the scenes. The Washington Post has a story about just how bad things got for Reince near the end. Here's the quote from an insider. A lot of those insiders. At one point during a meeting in the Oval Office, a fly began buzzing overhead, distracting the president. As the fly continued to circle, Trump summoned his chief of staff and tasked him with killing the insect. That's how you know you got respect.
So embarrassing.
Can you come on in here? Look, this fly is driving me nuts, Reince. Please kill it. Yes, he called his chief of staff into the Oval Office during a meeting to kill a fly. That's going out of your way to tell someone they mean nothing to you.
You know, that was the first time they had a bug in the Oval Office since the Nixon administration.
Hey, am I right, ladies?
Hey, what? It's wild.
In other Trump news, the Mooch's wife filed for divorce, and she's 9 months pregnant. Kathy Griffin is officially in the clear. I don't understand that part. Does anybody like put a press release out that says Kathy Griffin is in the clear? I don't know about it.
Well, they think maybe Kathy Griffin fathered the child.
This last part, I believe, though. Late night writers are getting bored of covering Trump all the time.
Sure.
I believe that, too, because that's just getting too much every day. Every day.
Tiresome.
The Emoji Movie got dismal reviews, which is probably at least part of the reason why Dunkirk held the top spot at the box office for the second straight week with $28.1 million. You went to see it.
Yes.
You liked it? I forgot.
I liked it. It's depressing. It's a real bummer. Beautifully shot. I think if you're a film buff or a war buff, especially World War II buff, you'll definitely be into it.
If you were to give it a grade based on an emoji, what emoji would you give it?
That's a great question. The emoji with the cowboy hat that that Mike's daughter
likes. The
smiley
face. Yes. That my daughter loves.
That's a good one.
Emoji landed in second place, $25.7 million, and the new Charlize Theron spy flick, Atomic Blonde, which looked pretty good with the trailers. That finished fourth with $18.6 million. It's still kind of a meh year for movies summer-wise.
Yep.
The Texas State Fair is famous for being the birthplace of some of the most insane food creations in the world, and they just released the list of some of the new things that will be on sale when it opens on September 29th. Unfortunately, they just released the names and didn't release descriptions of what these things actually are, most of them self-explanatory. Okay. And then I did a little research to clear up the confusing one at the end. So here we go. These are some of the wonderful items of the Texas Fair. Beer battered beef jerky.
I'd get into that. I'd try that.
Would you try that?
Absolutely.
Well, I would try it, but I would not have a high hope for it.
But how do you mess up jerky?
That's the thing. You don't want to fry something that's already dried.
It's really tough.
It would get even harder if you heated it up, I think.
Fried.
Okay, I don't know how this argument's going to work, so I'll pass.
Yeah, you get you get a savory crust on the outside, right? Depending on what you're going to
put
on
there. But
if
you cook even more moisture out of the jerky, it's going to be like impenetrable.
You can take one bite and the crust is just going to crumble off of it.
Yeah.
These are the problems we should solve at another time. Okay. Number two, fried Texas dirt. We assume dirt means like crushed up Oreos.
Oh.
Fried Oreos is awesome.
For, dessert, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number three is a deep fried breakfast cupcake. Number four, funnel cake bacon queso burger. Oh, my.
Sounds great. That sounds phenomenal. Powdered sugar.
Yes.
That does not sound phenomenal to me. Deep fried chicken noodle soup on a stick.
I'm
that
in.
Sounds gross.
No, I'm in.
Sounds messy.
So gross. Now here I'm in on this one. These little ones, deep fried Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'd eat that.
Yep.
That's it. Oreo beer.
No.
That's another item they have here.
No.
Tamale donuts.
Oh, I feel I have
remember
to try
him.
It Latin.
Tamale donuts came on right after LBD.
That's right.
It's Tamale Donuts. Yeah. Make sure you check out LBD and Tamale Donuts right here on DC 101. At number nine, fried redneck wedding cake balls.
Yes.
I'm not sure what redneck wedding cake is, to be perfectly honest. They don't explain it. I'm sorry I didn't do the research.
I mean, anything,
fried cake is usually pretty good.
Anything with balls.
Balls.
The number 10 item on the list is a thing called a fat smooth.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh.
It's Robert Ford dipped in cooking oil. No.
So it's more of a display than a snack.
Ow, my feet.
Open the curtain.
Me in the oil.
I hung out with Rofo on Friday night.
Yeah.
It's like hanging out with a dependent. You pay for everything, they don't say much.
Fat smooth. We're not positive what the last one's going to be, but the people behind the Texas State Fair were asked for clarification. This was the reply. I'll do it in my best Texas accent. The fat smooth is three delicious Belgian mini cream puffs on a skewer dipped in a Café du Monde beignet batter. Fried until golden brown, then dusted in powdered sugar and drizzled with a chocolate and caramel sauce, and then put right on top of Rob Ford's crispy belly as they pull them out of that hot oil. The fat smooth. Yes, sir. There
awesome.
It is.
It's getting hot in here.
Hot.
Go enjoy yourself at the Texas State Fair.
I'll see you there.
Be sweet. And now a little something, something. A man and two women in Bad Breisig, Germany, had a threesome last week out on an apartment balcony.
Nice.
And that tight space led to some tough positioning decisions. The two women argued a little bit over where they were going to be, but eventually it seems they all found a comfortable place. But just as one of them was hitting that special moment, she fell off the balcony.
Oh, no.
It was about 10 feet to the ground, and she wound up breaking bones in her legs and feet when she landed. I shouldn't laugh.
That's not
very
funny.
Sorry.
No.
That's not professional. The other woman started screaming and ran down to help her, but she slipped and broke some bones in her arm.
Oh no.
Falling when she was running to assist her friend. So both of the women had to be rushed to the hospital. The cops ruled it was definitely an accident. The neighbors ruled that it was better than going to a movie. There you go.
How do you fall off a balcony?
Well, you lose your mind at that moment.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Falling and I can't get off.
We'll be back after this.
These days, it seems that it's tough to find anything to laugh about. There is something that can help: a TMOS bonus package for less than 5 cents a show. You get an extra hour of hilarity and at the same time help those in need. So far, the kindness of TMOS Nation has helped with Chimani repairs on an 1840s brownstone in Georgetown, refurbish a kitchen and making it safe for small children and the elderly in Florida, and provided joy for a family of four at King's Dominion in Virginia. Won't you help today? Log on to MikeOMiraShow.com and help keep the funny train rolling in 2017 with a bonus package. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of our program brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Oscar, I've given them tough love.
Yes.
I've told them how important it is not to be a leech. I've told everybody that if you just take the regular show and take, you're no better than a common house leech.
Yes.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. What more can we say? I just want people to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and get the bonus show. That's what I want.
We don't ask for much, people. We ask you to do what you do anyways, but do it through our site. Is that really a problem?
Well, that's Amazon.
Oh, that's right. We do ask for a lot. We ask you one more thing. Please buy the bonus show because you need to buy it. Not a la carte. Stop being stingy with your $1.99. Buy it up front, you jerks.
Engaged.
What just you should do is, if you buy the bonus show, do what Oscar doesn't do. Listen to it.
Yes.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Clearly.
Jesus Christ. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our
I was staring at the graph.
And you'll be helping TMOS to continue down for many years to come. Get it ready. Dig the hole. We'll put it in as soon as the show's over.
The time capsule.
Please quit sucking. And thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. I just have to fix my computer thing and get this up there.
There it is.
It's ready to go. Take it away, Rob.
I don't think we awarded one last week, but we're going to award one today. It's the Mike O'Mara Show 911 Call of the Week. I'm calling it early on a Monday.
Oh, look at this.
When the lady calls 911, Mike, because of the boa constrictor on her face.
Hello? I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
Boa constrictor. I'm outside with it.
You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face?
Yes.
Okay.
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor yesterday?
I rescued it.
You rescued it. Okay. Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance. Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance and the fire and the police department. So the boa constrictor had a hold of your nose?
Charlotte Nash.
Pry its jaw open if you pick its jaw.
No, I'm crying. There's blood everywhere.
Oh, there's blood everywhere. But I would like to send this out to this nice young lady, Mike. She's fine. All right? She came out okay. The boa constrictor, not so much. Here's James Taylor on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whenever I see your smiling
face,
there's blood everywhere.
Is so that a real call?
Yes.
The bottom line is with these type of, your pythons, your boa constrictors, they always say, not venomous, not venomous. What they don't account for is that when these things get to be a certain size, they have like a gator bite. They have a crushing bite. They have teeth, and they dive into your flesh. It's very, I've seen the guys down in the Florida Everglades that are hunting these pythons, and their bites are horrible.
And the thing that troubles me is she says, I rescued this thing yesterday, which means she's just out, and she done pick up a snake and brung it into house.
And that's exactly right.
How many steps do you have to go if it's around your neck and then bites your nose? There was at least 5 bad decisions leading up to this. I mean, don't let it get around your neck.
I have a great 911
call. How do you call when the thing's on your face?
Biting her nose. There's a lot of blood. You know who else should have called? You know, Mike, is there anything tougher than a football injury? People that get that out there on the gridiron and they're tough.
I have
right?
to share something because Oscar was talking about being distracted because he's looking at a graph of connectivity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I would say if you were in the hospital and this was your EKG, they would have 15 people in your room right now.
You would call a priest,
Mike.
Bar. Yeah.
They would call a priest right now. I'm looking at that particular sofa size dropout that we had, you know. Hey, Maine, get your crap together. I swear to God, Spectrum Communications. My God. No wonder you're all booked up till August 13th. And of course you are, you suck fest heads.
Oh, language. Everybody's God broken. Almighty. Everything's broken.
Swear to God. And everybody's here. It's August.
August, the busy season.
Yes, people have come from away. Mike. Tough guys, football players, out there on the gridiron. And, you know, you're going to get your occasional injuries, especially as you prepare for the season. This is David Irving from the Dallas Cowboys, who at practice yesterday had his nipple ring torn out.
It hurts so bad, I just have to let the world know.
Why did you get a nipple ring?
If we're talking about it, that's my spot, man. When you get it pierced, it gets more sensitive. The girls love it.
Throw up in my mouth.
No, it didn't completely tear through. I think it must have been loose, and they just yanked one side of it out.
Yeah, he didn't rip his. He kept the nipple, Mike.
Oh, my God.
That's the first time we've heard about that since Sonny was playing.
God, we're a long way from Bronco Nagurski, aren't we?
Why, Tittle?
Yeah. Nipple ring. Come on.
Did you see?
Their coaches, like not 10 years ago, that would see that on a guy and go, see ya.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Go get your vagina jewelry somewhere else.
Mike, I think you're focusing on the wrong issue with the jewelry. It's not the fact that he got the jewelry done. That's on his. That's his business. That he's an idiot enough to actually wear it with pads on,
right?
And running around on a field where you're going to have a high impact blow,
and it was loose,
right?
Tighten your nipple ring.
Mm-hmm. I just know in the days, Tom Landry
comes down
to practice. Okay, George Allen rolls out onto the field, and they got their shirts off. Excuse me, what's that shiny thing on your teat? Excuse me. Okay, thank you very much. Practice squad's on the other field. One field over. Thank you.
He answered it honestly, which was nice.
He did.
I know.
Sensitivity.
Pretty tough not to do that when you're bleeding from the breast.
I'm really kinky.
Do you think that Vince Lombardi would have bought that? Well, if it improves your sex life, then keep it.
I you know what? This is when I definitely have my old fart credentials where I look at that and I just go, you know, I would just so
Are you a real man?
I would love fewer of the, you know, the sleeves of tattoos and the hair down to their ass and all that, you know. Just get out and play football. And when you score a touchdown, hand the ball to the ref.
Act like you've been there before.
No, the NFL has just gotten so, look at me. It really has. That's what I hate about it. I love the game. Don't get me wrong. I love the game. What I can't stand, I just like the guys that go about their business. Like, you're not going to get it, though, because they're not adults yet, most of them. They're not really enough. Are they incredibly tough? Are they incredibly strong? Yes. But then you get, there's such exceptions to the rule. You know, the Dominic Foxworths are gems in a
Where is he pierced again?
Kids.
Oh, I don't know those stories.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen him that way.
I just get tired of it. That's it. For some reason, that just rubs me the wrong way. What team did he play for?
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, God. Okay, well,
they have enough problems.
Hey.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to hear about your nipple. Hey.
New reality show, though. It's going to be really great. They're going to be locked up with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mike, here's something that will cheer you up. R. Kelly, over the weekend, posted on social media that the sex cult rumors are false
and
the tour will continue.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kelvin, and I just want to let all of my fans out there know that despite all of the crap y'all hearing, I will be coming to the East Coast to do my show.
Yes.
And believe me, y'all, it's a bunch of crap. All right? So I hope to see y'all there. I love y'all. One.
So your tickets for it to see him in Bar Harbor are still good, Mike.
Yeah, I'm very excited because that finally the way he stated it, I'm believing it.
And let us close with this from the show Watch What Happens Live. Olivia Wilde and Anderson Cooper were on. And what they did is they put Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper side by side, and they were answering questions that Olivia Wilde was throwing out. This particular question, only Mr. Cohen answered, but I think it speaks well. Oscar, you're going to like the answer here.
What is Anderson's biggest turn on?
One, two, three. Latinos.
Really?
So I'm telling you, there's a chance.
Hey now.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. That's it, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another fabulous episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.